Welcome to another installment of the Wahoo Central podcast, which we record each week in our University Hall studio, which is about 200 yards, 150 yards away from the office of today's guest. I'm Jeff White from VirginiaSports.com, and joining me is Michelle Madison, who's entering her 12th season as UVA's head field hockey coach. Michelle, great to see you again.
Hi, Jeff. Always good to see you.
You started practice this week. What schedule does the team follow until classes start on August the 23rd?
Well, we pretty much have three or four sessions a day, which include weights and conditioning and testing and two hockey sessions.
So they're with you pretty much all day?
Yeah, all day. I think it's day two, and it feels like day 10 because of how much time we put on the turf.
Probably the high point of last season for the team came in the conference tournament where Virginia won its first ever ACC title in field hockey. What did that achievement mean for the program, and does it pay any dividends going forward?
I think expectations change. It's one thing to want to win it. It's another thing to do it and then have it be a reality so it becomes something that's possible and really possible because you did it before. So I think the team is just set to become the best team they can be, and if that's good enough to win the ACCs again, we're happy, or good enough to win a national championship, we're happy with that. But we definitely want to operate in that zone of extraordinary performance.
Last year's team advanced to the NCAA quarterfinals before losing on a controversial last-second goal. A lot of accomplished, experienced players are gone for that team, including Lucy Himes, Riley Tata, and Callie Faust, but you do return the reigning National Player of the Year in Tara Vatese. That's not a bad starting point for a team, is it?
No, definitely not. We definitely missed Riley, Callie, Emily. Lucy texts me every day and says she's lost. She doesn't know what to do with herself. And I think they miss it as much as we miss them. The first day of practice was really strange
kind of
for
strange
me, not having
them
there, yeah. But Tara and Dominique out of the back, the sweeper, she has a year under her belt, and she's very a mainstay back there. And, of course, the senior class, Becca Zamochin and Tara and Nadine have really stepped up.
This Tara is actually a two-time National Player of the Year. This will be her final college season. Seems like only yesterday that she got here, and I was talking to her when she was first year. She's collected many, many individual awards during her UVA career. In what areas can a player who's already that good get better?
Well, we talk a lot with her putting pressure on herself to make herself better, but also the players who came in. Peen from Peen Dicka already plays at speed like Tara, and I think that gets her interested again. But she's driven to be the best she can be for goals, obviously, beyond UVA field hockey. But she's just a quality competitor, and the way she gets better is to make people around her better. But that's really the next step.
She's always struck me as very modest and isn't entirely comfortable with the spotlight on her. Is she comfortable being a leader? Does she lead by example, lead by voice, or both?
Both under pressure, she can put the team on her back and win the game. I mean, that's why she's probably the player of the year, and she can do that against any opponent. But when the pressure's on, she just does it. When the pressure's not on, she's very modest, and she doesn't even like to think about those things.
Yeah. Your goalie, Carrera Lucas, was named to the U.S. Women's National Development Squad in the offseason. One of your strikers, Greta Ella, was invited to try out for the U21 national team after this season. What do those experiences being in with national teams do for players when they get back with their college squads?
They're both walking a lot taller. I mean, Carrera was confident anyway, but she's such a perfectionist that nothing's good enough. So I think she knows now that she's been acknowledged, or her game has been acknowledged in terms of one of the top goalies in the country. And it's a matter now of just keep working on what she wants to work on to get better. Greta, same thing. Greta's trying to be more vocal. She always took care of herself and her game, and now she wants to try to share that with her teammates and help drive other players.
Tara, Carrera, and Greta are not the only proven players on your roster. Who are some of the other veterans that you'll rely on this fall? You mentioned a couple earlier.
Yes. Well, Erin Shanahan is in her second year, and Colleen Nowere in her second year. They've both been invited to the Stars and Stripes tournament in December, which will select under 19 national team. And Dominique, of course, second year returning as a sweeper, all tournament team selection, and regional American. Anzell in the backfield. We have a lot of second years that got good playing experience last year that will help us.
You have a new assistant coach, Rachel Dawson, who has an incredible resume as a player, three-time Olympian, nearly 300 caps for the U.S. national team. What did you like about her as a coach as she makes that transition in, you know, in her field hockey career?
Yeah, in the 2 days that she's worked with the team, the task I've given her, the areas that we thought she could help the team, she has taken with both reins. She can relate to the players, and she's very holistic in her approach. She has them warmed up properly. She can cool them down properly in a hockey way. Mm-hmm. And I think she comes with a lot of respect. So
I was going to say, are they aware? I'm sure they're aware of kind of her feats as a player.
Yeah, she's one of the most famous players. I guess she's played the most, and she's been around a lot. So the kids this age were in high school probably when she was at her prime. So everyone knows who Rachel Dawson is.
She played her college hockey at one of Virginia's big rivals. What do you remember about Rachel as a player at North Carolina? Her junior and senior seasons coincided, I think, with your first 2 years as coach here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I knew Rachel from when I coached the under-21s. She was on the team then, and she just always gives 100%, 110%. And she was a leader for Carolina against Virginia. She was just a leader. She was driven at that point. It was her junior-senior year, so she demanded so much from the players around her.
I'll have to ask her when I interview her, but did she say anything to you? Is it strange for her to put on the Virginia gear when she gets here?
I haven't asked her yet. I still have to go to Minter's to buy her some stuff.
Get that baby blue out of her wardrobe. Tell me about your first year class. If I'm reading the roster correctly, you have six true freshmen and three players who redshirted as freshmen last year. How many members of that group do you expect or need to contribute immediately this year?
The freshman class, definitely Peen and Michaela and Rachel. They were both under 19 national team players. Peen's under 18 national team player from Holland. So they already even have the international experience. They understand the presses already. So they're one up on their knowledge and ability for this level. So they've already stepped right in, and you can't really tell the difference. They bring a lot of tempo and transition speed, which is what we needed.
Rachel Robinson's, her sister Katie, played here. Rachel was an amazing high school athlete, not only in field hockey, but in basketball and softball. That's an unusual mix of sports, isn't it? I'm kind of used to seeing the field hockey-lacrosse combination, which I think Carrera had in high school. That's much more common, isn't it?
Yeah. Field hockey, soccer, field hockey, lacrosse, field hockey, track. But no, field hockey, softball you don't see often. Field hockey, basketball you rarely see anymore. But no, it's just a
What does she bring from an athletic perspective?
She brings a winning mentality, a competition. She's here to do one thing, and that's to win a national championship. She wants one up on her sister, and that's all she talks about.
Was her recruiting story at all like that of, you know, Tara came here, you became aware of her early because her sisters played here. At what age was Rachel when you first kind of became aware of her?
She was just really young. I mean, Katie was still here. And her mom just told me that Rachel would do anything Katie did. And so she thought we had a good chance to get Rachel. But then as Rachel grew up and became her own person, then it became, I have to look at my options. And I don't just want to go to UVA because my sister went there. UVS be right for me. And luckily, it was right for her, and she chose us.
Was she always going to play field hockey, or could she have played softball or basketball or maybe some combination of all those sports?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know the answer to that question. I think she just always was playing field hockey because she was pursuing field hockey with the national teams.
You have four international players on your roster, including three from the Netherlands. What do you like about players from that country? I know you've had a lot. Do a lot of the elite young players there want to come to the States to play college hockey?
Yes. I mean, it's becoming bigger and bigger. But Holland, I like the Dutch players, and I like the German players. In Australia and New Zealand, we have Ansel. But the Dutch players play at such a young age, they understand the game. So they have, like, the gamesmanship. That's mm-hmm. what they share with American students and our team. And then we share just they love to come for the cheering and the things that, like, all the conditioning and the running. Like, they don't mm-hmm. do that, but they're the best in the world, the Dutch team. So they just hockey is just a way of life for them.
I guess they've made smooth transitions here, or you wouldn't keep going back there.
Yeah, well, their second language is English. So right. That's important at UVA. You have to have a grasp of the English language to be able to come here, not just speaking, but writing. Mm-hmm. And that's where they have an advantage.
You have an interesting schedule, to say the least, starting with the August 25th opener against Fairfield at the Turf Field. 11 of your first 13 games are at home. Was that totally by design, or is that one of those things that just fell out that way?
Both. It fell out that way, but the options also came to me. I knew we would have a young team. Mm-hmm. I knew we were graduating 11, so I just took advantage of being home, being settled the first month with the options that came across the desk, and I just said yes. And it did turn out to be a crazy home schedule, but we're happy with it.
So the flip side of that is your last three games are on the road, starting at Louisville, and then you go back to Kentucky to Louisville for the ACC tournament, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess by then these youngsters should have grown up a little bit. Yes. That's the hope?
Yes, that's the hope. We go to Syracuse. That always makes you grow up fast. And then also the Final Four is in Louisville, so we're hoping we're there 3 out of 4
weeks. Oh, you could
weeks.
Be there. Wow, we that's hoping. Crazy. What I know the ACC is typically extremely strong in field hockey. Anything different about the conference this year? Any stronger, weaker than usual?
No, we just did the preseason poll, and where do you put Duke or Wake or last? And they're top 10 teams in the country, so it's going to be another dogfight. Like
in terms of talent level, just pure talent, are most of the ACC teams, the top ones, very similar?
Or in style of play?
Just in talent. Composition. Like, you know, in terms, it doesn't seem like there's a big margin for error in a lot of these games. You have games.
Sixth seed in the ACC tournament, we were ranked second.
And you end up winning it.
We end up winning it because goal differentials decide the seeding. That's how close it is.
Right. I know it's early and you're working new players in. Do you have a sense of kind of the potential of this team if it comes together the way you hope it does?
I mean, the potential's there for sure. I was just trying to put combinations together for practice, and yeah, there's a lot of combinations, but we need the role players are as important as the core, and it's about getting that bit right.
Well, good. Well, good luck, and we'll see you once the season starts.
Thanks, Jeff.
Practice is underway for all of UVA's fall sports except for cross country, and the pace is noticeably picking up around grounds. For schedules and information on all our teams, visit virginiasports.com. We'll be back next week with another Wahoo Central podcast. Until then, thanks for listening.